Oh, come on, I think we can do a little better than that. Why don't we clap our hands with all our might and somebody shout unto God with a great shout of praise. Can you do that? Would you lift your voice and begin to shout unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, if you feel like something good is about to happen, why don't you shake somebody near you and say, get ready. Come on, tell them, say, get ready. Tell them, say, get ready. Oh, come on, tell somebody, say, get ready. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I believe God is fixing to fill everybody with the Holy Ghost. If you believe that, shout, I believe. Hallelujah. Why don't you look at your neighbor and tell him, say, well, you're in trouble. He's gunning for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acts chapter 2. And only because Sister Kyle stole my thunder, we're going to read verse 1 instead. Praise God. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. What are you clapping for? I didn't even start, Sister Kyle. She's always trying to hurry me along. I don't know what's going on. It's like she's heard this message before or something. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. I'm so very honored for my family and I to be here with you all. We love Brother and Sister Kyle. We love to eat their food too. Isn't it awesome to eat the Kyle's food and to sleep in their beds and to drive their cars? You know why I preach from Acts chapter 2 when I come here is because we're still waiting for Sister Kyle to get the Holy Ghost. And she would get the Holy Ghost, change scriptures if she would get this. Praise God. Somebody look at Sister Kyle and tell her today's your day. We're going to get her hooked up. Imagine how powerful this church would be if Sister Kyle had the Holy Ghost. He's already dropping off money, my Lord. I tell you, I'm hitting the vein. I'm in the vein now. My Lord. Maybe I should work on Brother Sapp. If people are bringing money for this, but I wonder what people bring for Brother Sapp to get the Holy Ghost today. You're not excited about that, I see. Okay. All right. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1. The Bible said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's where it all went crazy. All of a sudden, people started speaking in other tongues and started shouting, and goosebumps started moving, and people started feeling things they'd never felt before. And all of a sudden, they were intrigued and they assumed everybody was drunk. Anybody ever walk into a Pentecostal church and think that? Just wave your hand. Go ahead. Be honest. Anybody drunk here today? with the Spirit. Amen. So things went crazy. People thought people were drunk. And the great apostle in verse 15 said, "For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh." Why don't you just pinch somebody and see if they let out a shout? If they let out a shout, tell them, say, "Your flesh, you can get the Holy Ghost." Praise God. Well, I want to preach to you for just a few moments today. Simply this. These are the very last days. These are the very last days. And if you believe that, and if you want the Holy Ghost to hit this place with great power and authority, would you clap your hands and shout unto God with a great shout? Oh, come on, do that a little bit more. Somebody shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before you are seated, I want everybody to shake hands with three people. And when you do, hold on a minute. Hold on. When you do, I want you to look them right in the eye, and I want you to tell them, say, "In just a few moments, you're going to be speaking with other tongues." Go ahead, find somebody, tell them, say, "In just a few moments, you're going to be speaking with other tongues." Ah, hallelujah. If you believe what you said and you believe what was said to you, would you clap your hands again and shout like you believe God is going to keep His word? Praise God. You may be seated. I am convinced that we are living in the very last days of the church. I am convinced that it won't be long until the clouds part and the King of Kings comes to get His people from this earth. I'm not looking for the troubles and the tribulation and the trials, and I don't care who's president or what's going on. I'm looking around this world and I'm seeing an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in every nation. The Bible said that in the last days, God was going to pour out His Spirit everywhere. Every nation, every language, every color, every man, every woman, every child, every religion. There was going to be a baptism of the Holy Ghost that shook this world, that no building could contain, that would move from state to state and city to city. Do Just recently in Serbia, 72 were filled with the Holy Ghost. Just recently in Madrid, Spain, 198 were filled with the Holy Ghost. In Egypt, 15 got the Holy Ghost and 8 were baptized in Jesus' name. Across the German-speaking nations, 60 got the Holy Ghost. In Norway, 26 were filled with the Holy Ghost. In London, 50 got the Holy Ghost. In Kazakhstan, 6 Trinitarian pastors were filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name. They took the message back to their churches, and 30 more were filled with the Holy Ghost in Kazakhstan. In Sweden, 10 got the Holy Ghost. 10 got baptized. In France, 50 got the Holy Ghost. Another time in Serbia, 25 more got the Holy Ghost. Across London recently, 12 more got the Holy Ghost. In Hungary, 131 got baptized in the last 4 months. Just recently in Italy, 35 got the Holy Ghost, 21 got baptized, all the way across the globe. This is happening everywhere. Everywhere we look, every nation, every color, every language, to every man, every woman, every child. That's why the Bible said, this promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off. God is getting ready to come back, and He is reaching this entire world with the Holy Ghost. I remember just about 7 months ago, I flew down and preached for Brother Olson for a special service, and I flew into Jacksonville, and I had the privilege of getting upgraded to first class, and you know when you get upgraded to first class and you don't fly that very often, everybody knows you don't belong there. Came in trying to act like I belonged, but you know, everybody knows when you're new money, and they kind of look at you weird and raise their nose and all this stuff. They knew I got upgraded because of miles, and that it's like I wore a big Target that said I didn't have the money, but I had enough points type of thing, you know. And I came on the airplane, and apparently I was being way too loud. I was talking on the phone, and I was talking to my general secretary in Germany, and I was trying to resolve some things in our field. And as I came in, I sat down next to this really kind and older lady, very sweet older lady, and I sat down, and I still kept talking, and then they gave me the notice to hang up my phone, and so I hung it up, and when I did, that precious older lady reached over and put her arm on her hand on my shoulder, and she said, "You are a very loud man." I was a little bit embarrassed by that. I started turning red, Brother Kyle, and I started looking at her, and I said, I'm so very sorry. I said my wife says that all the time, and I'm trying to be a better man, and I'm trying to talk quieter, and she says I'm loud even when I'm just talking, and she says I need to just calm down some, and I'm really working on it. She put her hand on me again. She said, "Don't worry, son. I come from a very loud family." And she said, "It's no big deal." And she said, "Listen, are you heading down for a football game?" And I said, no, I'm not going down for football." And I said, "I'm a missionary." And she said, "You don't like football?" And I said, "I want to like football, but I live, 7-8 hours difference." I said, "It doesn't matter. When it's on, I miss it, and I'm always watching it late. And if I watch it late, I already know the score, so why watch it? You know who won and who lost." And out of nowhere, I just blurted out. I said, "But if I was a football fan, I said, I would be a huge Tim Tebow fan. I said, I would be a huge Florida Gators fan." And I said, "I'll tell you," I said, "anybody who can be a Christian in such an immoral world like Tim Tebow," I said, "I really esteem him." I said, "I'll tell you what his problem is." I don't know why I wouldn't shut up. I said, "I'll tell you what Tim Tebow's problem is." I said, "He was never supposed to be a football player." I said, "He was supposed to be filled with the Holy Ghost and speak with other tongues and get baptized in Jesus' name and become a UPCI missionary." I said, "God gave him a season in the NFL to steal money from the world to do his work." All of a sudden, tears broke forth out of that older woman's face, and they started streaming down her face, and she reached down to her handbag, her purse, and she pulled out her wallet, and she reached in and got her ID card and put down my tray in front of me and laid her ID on my table, and she said, "Son," she said, "I'm Tim Tebow's mother." Oh, come on. These are the last days. You better act like it's the last days. You better go ahead and get on your feet and clap your hands and shout like you're a part of something that is sweeping the globe. Tears broke out of that precious woman's face. She reached over and took my hand. She said, "I'll have you know, I'm a believer in the Holy Ghost." She said, "I know it's real." She said, "And I know it's necessary." She said, "I'll tell you something. I believe you're right. He's not supposed to be a football player. He should be filled with the Spirit and reaching the world." She said, "Would you take my hand and would you pray for my family right now that God would open up our eyes to see whatever God wants us to do?" On that airplane, right there in first class, we joined up hands, began to pray in the power of the Holy Ghost. I've got news for somebody. These are the very last days, and God is getting ready to fill every man, woman, and child with the Holy Ghost. Would you jump to your feet and clap your hands one more time and shout unto God? I don't know what's going to happen. When we got off that plane, she asked for my card. I gave her my card. She said, "I'm not sure he's ready to hear this yet." She said, "But I'm getting ready to meet him at the stadium." She said, "When I meet him, I'm going to put your card in his hands, and I'm going to tell him you have a word for him."
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. But the Bible said, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And I'm just crazy enough to believe that God is going to reach out to some very influential people in these last days so that the whole world can experience His power.
Remember in September, we had the privilege of being back in Malawi, and I think it's our 9th or 10th trip there, but this year in Malawi was really something special. It was an amazing move of the Spirit in that Malawi crusade. In a matter of 3 days, 986 people were filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues for the very first time. On the last night of the crusade in Lilongwe, there had been this witch doctor who had been with us the whole time. And Brother Kyle probably already knows about this, but that witch doctor had sat at the back of the church and had done everything in his power to disrupt every service. Be loud and shouting, cursing, trying to scare the people there. And you know, they're very superstitious, so when the witch doctor gets to going, they just get nervous and closed up. And man, that guy had done everything he could to stop a demonstration of the Holy Ghost. The last night of the crusade, things were getting crazy. You could tell he was losing this battle. And all of a sudden, as a last-ditch effort, that man got up from his seat, jumped out into the aisle, and started screaming as loud as he could, running down the middle aisle with his eyes closed. Anybody ever seen anybody run with their eyes closed in a Pentecostal church? Yeah, right into the wall. Yeah. I remember being a teenager and not being very spiritual, Brother Kyle, and sitting on the front row betting which round they would hit the wall. And man, we were just excited. We could hope that there was a running service because that was kind of like a hockey game, you know. Something was going to happen somewhere in those few minutes. I remember, man, that guy came running down the aisle with his eyes closed, and right in the middle of the aisle was this massive cement pillar. And boy, I'm telling you, that guy just was not thinking straight when he started running. And all of a sudden, as hard as he could and as fast as he could, he ran straight into a cement pillar. And when he hit that pillar, his leg literally broke in two and snapped. He fell to the ground screaming and writhing in pain. The ushers were not very compassionate. They just decided it served him right. If he was going to be a disruption, he might as well be a broken disruption. And so the ushers came down the aisle. 4 ushers came. One grabbed each arm and another grabbed a couple legs. And they picked that broken-legged man up and started hauling him out of the church screaming in pain. As he got to the back of the church, he began to scream as loud as he could, "Stop! Take me back to the front of the church!" Those ushers said, "Why? What do you want to do now?" He said, "Nothing." He said, "I fought you for 3 days and lost." He said, "Take me back to the front where I can get what you people have." He said, "I've got to have the Holy Ghost."
They carried him back to the front, laid hands on him, began to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. Seconds later, that leg straightened out, completely healed by the power of the name of Jesus. That man stood up, started speaking with other tongues, was baptized that same day in the only saving name of Jesus. Oh, come on. Why don't you get on your feet and clap your hands and thank God that you're living in the last days. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, get ready. You're getting the Holy Ghost today. Tell somebody, say, get ready. You're getting the Holy Ghost. Just maybe in March it was, Pastor, we had our annual Bible school in the German-speaking nations, and oh, it was something special this year. We had right at 48 students this year in four locations. We had a Spanish campus that had all Spanish teachers only, and a French campus that held only French teachers only, and then we had a German campus and an English campus, and this coming year in March, we've got six campuses that were opening up, two in northern Germany, and man, the Lord is doing great things through the Bible school training in the German-speaking nations. This year, I had a very unique situation happen. And when we started the Bible school, we have a policy. And the policy is that nobody can attend the school if they do not have the Holy Ghost and have not been baptized in Jesus' name. And so about a few weeks before our school started, a Muslim man, a family of a Muslim man, contacted me and said, oh, Brother Robinette, my brother, an Iranian Muslim, is in Vienna, and he during Ramadan, got a revelation of Jesus Christ. She said, I'm looking for a Pentecostal church. And so we got a hold of her and directed this man to our church. And 3 weeks later, he was still attending our church, and he came to me and said, can I please join the Bible school? And I don't normally yield in matters like that, but for some reason, I just felt compelled to let it happen. And so we let this Muslim man join the school, and the very first day of the school, I was teaching in Vienna before I moved on to the other campuses, and I was teaching on the oneness of God. And oh, you could see it in this Muslim man's eyes, that he was really getting it. He was understanding that there was only one God, and he was wanting and desiring to know more. And went home that night after Bible school training, and the Lord spoke to me something so weird. He said, I want you to teach Jesus Christ from the Quran tomorrow. Well, I was in panic mode. And so I got on phone with Brother Google, and Brother Google began to help me understand a few things about Jesus Christ and the Quran. And I studied all night long and had impartations from Brother Google and revelation from Brother Google. And there were moments that I just felt like, man, he must be filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name or something. And anybody ever had that feeling? It was just... So God got this lesson together. Man, I began to realize that in the Quran, that Jesus Christ is attributed as God and the Son of God and the salvation of the world and the one coming back and the deliverer. Do you know in the Quran, he's the only person that has healing power, that he can do miracles and signs and wonders. In the Quran, he's more powerful than anybody else in the Quran. Well, I got to teaching about Jesus Christ in the Quran, and all of a sudden this Muslim man just jumped up and started screaming, I can see it. I can see it. I've got revelation. I know him. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. We wound up baptizing him that very next morning in the only saving name of Jesus. That night we were teaching in the Bible school, and Brother Holzman, one of our aimers, was teaching on the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden that same Muslim stood up and lifted his hands, and almost before people could get around him, tears were streaming, and he was speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Almost immediately, he began to come under great persecution. He was living in a communal setting with all of these other Muslims, and they began to realize he wasn't coming to mosque, and he wasn't praying at the right times, and they threw everything in his house apart, tore it apart, threw it out, trying to find any signs that he was following Christ. He found another apartment. He got in there. They found him there, overthrew the apartment, tried to find out if he was being a Christian. Then a couple weeks later, he gets a notice that his mother is dying and he's got to come back to Iran. And I've got to tell you, my first instinct, my gut said, they're going to bring him home and kill him. That's what they're going to do. They're going to kill this man. And he came to me in the church service and he said, Brother Robinette, what do you think we should do? I said, well, we're going to pray that angels go with you. And so we prayed, we surrounded him. We prayed that angels would go with him, protect him, lead him, guide him. And man, well, about 2 weeks ago, I get an email from this man, and the email said, Brother Robinette, you're never gonna believe it. He said, when I got here, my family gathered me together in the house, and they said, son, we don't know how to tell you this, but during Ramadan, we got a revelation of Jesus Christ. He looked at them, he said, guess what? During Ramadan, I got one too, but I got the full revelation. I got the Holy Ghost. I spoke with other tongues. I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. That room exploded. He emails me. He said, Pastor, every one of them want to be baptized. What do I do? I said, you're the apostle there. Baptize them in the only saving name of Jesus. They'll come up out of the water speaking with other tongues. I've got news for you. These are the very last days. Oh, come on, one more time. Stand on your feet and clap your hands and shout unto God. Just stay standing. I'll wrap this up quick and everybody can get the Holy Ghost. Look at somebody and tell them, say, you're getting ready to get the Holy Ghost. Why don't we all stand together, and I'll close this up real quick. Just 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I was in Milan, Italy. 30 people got the Holy Ghost in an anniversary service in Milan, Italy. And I got on a plane from there and went over to Oslo, Norway. And I don't know if you remember, maybe it's been too long since I've been here, but about 2 years ago, we had a church on the western side of Norway in Stavanger, where I flew over to be with Brother Andreasson. And in one service, the entire Baptist church got the Holy Ghost. 48 people got the Holy Ghost, and all of them got baptized in Jesus' name, including the pastor, his wife, the whole leadership team. And now in Stavanger is a thriving One God Pentecostal church. Well, about 3 weeks ago, Brother Andreasson calls me again and he says, listen, there's another Baptist church and they've been studying this New Testament and they've realized that the Holy Ghost is real and they all want the Holy Ghost. He said, would you fly over here and let's do a church service for this small Baptist church. We fly over there and 3 weeks ago we show up in this little city just south of Brother Andreasson and about 20 Baptists gathered, and man, they sang a little bit of their songs, and we sang a little bit of our songs, and then they sang a little bit more of theirs, and then we sang some of ours, and then they said, you all just keep singing, and we sang some more of ours, and we had a great move of the Holy Ghost. I came up to preach, and I preached from Acts chapter 2, verse 36, and it's a good scripture. People should use it more. It actually works. And all of a sudden, the Baptist pastor and his family literally together came walking up to the front. When he came walking, the rest of the church came up together. 15 people standing in the front all of a sudden lifted up their hands, and in a matter of seconds every single one of them were filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. When they all got the Holy Ghost, there was a liberty that filled that little church. We got out of the church, started walking down the street, walked down to the fjords, and started baptizing people in the cold waters of Norway. In a matter of moments, 11 people had been baptized in Jesus' name. I'm telling you. These are the last days. It's happening everywhere. Every language, every color, every city, every town, everywhere. To everyone who wants it, everyone who's hungry, everybody who's thirsty, everybody who knocks. The Bible said it's for every single person. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should. Look at your neighbor, say, should. Should receive. Not might, not if you're Pentecostal. Don't be naive. The Pentecostals don't own this Holy Ghost thing. Now, we do it better than anybody else. We don't own it. The Bible said, if any man thirst, any Pentecostal, any Baptist, any Iranian, any Catholic, any Presbyterian, any Orthodox, any struggler, any backslider, anybody, anywhere thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth, not he that's Pentecostal, he that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly. I got news for you. The Holy Ghost is for you right now. Everybody stand. Everybody put your eyes closed, head down just a minute. I don't want anybody to feel embarrassed. Don't want anybody to feel ashamed. If you're here and you are a tongue talker, I mean, you are filled with the Holy Ghost. You know how good it is, how powerful it is. You're not ashamed to have the Holy Ghost. You know it's real. It's like fire shut up in your bones. You've got it. You know you got it. If you got the Holy Ghost and you're a tongue talker and you know it's so good that you don't want to leave this place without getting it one more time. If you got it and you want to get it again, I want you just to wave a hand right now. Anybody who loves being filled with the Holy Ghost and wants to get it again. Tremendous courage. Many, 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 many hands. You may put your hands down, close your eyes. Nobody looking around. I don't want anybody to be embarrassed. If you're here today and you have never, ever received the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, but you believe in Jesus, if you believe in Jesus, that's all that matters right now. If you believe in Him, you love Him, maybe you've never been a tongue talker yet, but you believe in Him, and you want to give God a chance to let those rivers flow out of you, change your life forever. If you're here and you have never ever spoken with other tongues, would you be courageous enough to lift up a hand and hold it high? Never spoken with other tongues? Oh, awesome. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, maybe 20, maybe a few more than that. You may put your hands down. I don't want you to be embarrassed. These are the very last days. You may not have another Sunday to decide whether you're going to get the Holy Ghost or not. But God loves you so much that He has filled this place with His power right now so that you could immediately be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost so you would know that it's real and these are the very last days. You may open your eyes. I want you to look at me for a moment. In just a moment, I'm going to open up this altar. Not yet. In just a moment. Okay? These guys here are just on acid, and that's why they're up here right now. Spiritual addicts. I'm going to open this altar in just a minute. When I do, I want everybody in this place to come to this altar. But listen to me. I don't want anybody to come by themselves. When I open this altar, I want you to just simply take the hand of a couple people near you, and I want you to tell them, say, come on, let's get the Holy Ghost right now together. All right? When I open this altar, I want you to take the hands of a couple people and get everybody from the front to the back, left to the right, everybody right to this altar. But listen, if you have never received the Holy Ghost, don't let any of these stingy Pentecostals get in your way. They will try to get in the front to hog it all. You just push them out of the way and say, it's not your day, it's mine. Okay? I want everybody to come when I open the altar. How many are ready to get the Holy Ghost and be refilled with the Holy Ghost? Now listen, when you come, I want you to quickly line up across the front. Don't do anything but that. Are you ready? Quickly come from everywhere and let's gather in the front. I want our ministry team to gather across the front with me in a straight line across the front. Our ministry team, just come and gather with me. Come on, come from everywhere. Some of you come and get in this area so we fill up the middle. Come on over here so you can be a tongue talker real quick. Come on, come on, come on, come on from everywhere. Come on from everywhere. Come on from everywhere, quickly. Don't clog up the aisle. Let people get through. They want to come in too. Come on, come on. Push in, push in, push in. We're going to wrap this up quick. Come on. As people are coming, I want you just to look at them and tell them, say, you're getting ready to get the Holy Ghost and speak with other tongues. Tell them, say, you're going to be a tongue talker. Tell somebody, say, you're going to be a tongue talker. Come on and push in. Don't be in the aisle. You want to get in the front. Come on. Everybody take a step forward. Take a step forward so more people can get in. Take a step forward. Take a step forward. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, push in, push in. Come on, get close. Ministry team, just gather across the front. Come on, push in. There you go. Tremendous, fantastic. Hallelujah. All right, listen to me. I want everybody to look at somebody, and I want you to tell them, say, in just a few seconds, you're going to be speaking with other tongues. Just a few seconds. You won't even know. All right, now listen to me. If you're in this altar right now and you have never, ever received the Holy Ghost, never spoken with other tongues, I want you to courageously lift up one hand right now so I know who you are. Lift your hand up high and hold it high. Don't put it down. Okay? All right, if you are a tongue talker and you're standing near somebody whose hand's up high, I want you to quickly look at them and tell them, say, oh, buddy, you're getting the Holy Ghost right now. Tell them, say, buddy, you're getting the Holy Ghost. Say, you're going to speak with other tongues quick, 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 quick. Brother, you're way too far back. Come on and get up here. You too, brother. What are you doing back there? Only thing you catch there is a draft. Come on and get back here. Get up here. There we go. Praise God. Just tell those Pentecostals, say, it's not your turn. Say, get out of the way. All right. We're going to do five things together. Everybody listen. Look at your neighbor. Say, five things. We're going to do five things. It's going to be so easy. When we do these five things, everybody is going to immediately be filled and refilled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Nobody's going to struggle. Nobody's going to tarry. Everybody's going to get the Holy Ghost immediately. Immediately. First thing we're going to do when I tell you to, that's so easy. When I tell you to, I want everybody in this place to lift up both your hands high. Would you practice that with me once? It's not embarrassing, nothing to be ashamed of. This is a big football state. If y'all were at a football game, you'd lift your hands and act like a bunch of idiots all the time. So don't act like it's a big deal to lift up our hands for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the author and the finisher of our faith. When we lift up our hands, what it means is this. It means, God, I surrender everything. I surrender my fears, my doubts, my emotion, my religion, my struggles, my tears. I release and surrender everything. Look at your neighbor and say, I surrender everything right now. I surrender everything. You may put your hands down. You may put your hands down. Not yet. Not yet. Hold on. The second thing we're going to do when I tell you to, that's so easy. Listen, second thing we're going to do when I tell you to, when we lift our hands, everybody in this altar is going to close our eyes. This is not a big deal. The reason we close our eyes is so simple. I don't want to be distracted by you, and I don't want you to be distracted by me. I close my eyes so I can focus on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords without peer pressure, without distraction, without nervousness. And we're not going to open our eyes again until everybody is speaking with other tongues. All right? Third thing we're going to do that's so easy, when we lift our hands and close our eyes, everybody in this altar is going to lift up your head high. The reason we lift up our head is because you cannot get the Holy Ghost with your head hanging down. When you hang your head, it's a sign of shame, fear, and doubt. But when you lift up your head, it's a sign of boldness and courage and faith. So you lift up your head today. You're saying, God, I know you're going to fill me with the Holy Ghost. I believe in you. I know you're going to do it. Fourth thing we're going to do that's so easy. When we lift our hands and close our eyes, we lift up our head, everybody in this altar is going to repent of our sins out loud. Look at your neighbor and say, don't get nervous. When you repent of your sins out loud, that does not mean you have to shout out loud every evil thing you've ever done wrong. Please don't do that, okay? God did not bring you here to shame you, to embarrass you, to hurt you. He brought you here to free you. He loves you, so he would never shame you. But with a sincere heart, you ought to lift your voice as loud as you can and say, God, I'm so sorry. Forgive me of my sins. Wash my mind. Wash my heart. Wash my soul. Whatever you want to shout to God, that's between you and God. But you should be courageous and sincere enough to say, God, I am so sorry. I'm sorry. And here's what's awesome. The Bible said if we will confess our sins, God is what? Faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the moment I start shouting, I'm sorry, he starts shouting, I don't even know what you're talking about. We're forgiven. We're clean. We're free. Here's where it gets awesome. Look at your neighbor and say, here's where it gets awesome. When you lift your hands and close your eyes and lift your head and you're shouting unto God repenting, you're going to begin to feel. Everybody put your hand on your belly. You're going to begin to feel rivers start to build right here in your belly. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You got it and you know. You're going to feel rivers start to build right here. Those same rivers are going to move up into your chest. Go ahead, put your hand right here. You're going to feel that river start to build right here. Then all of a sudden, those rivers are going to move up into your mouth. Everybody just touch your tongue. Your tongue, when those rivers hit your tongue, is going to want to begin to tremble like this. Sounds are going to want to come out you've never made before. Do not worry what it sounds like, because everybody around you is going to be speaking sounds they've never spoken to. So you might as well just join the club. Here's where it gets awesome. When those rivers are building, we're going to speak the word of faith in this place. And we're going to command every man, woman, and child to be immediately filled with the Holy Ghost and speak with other tongues. When you hear us shout, hallelujah, as loud as we can, when you hear this preacher shout that, that is the sign that you're about to get the Holy Ghost right now. The moment you hear me shout hallelujah, I want everybody in this place, as loud as you can, to shout hallelujah from the very depth of your soul. And once you shout hallelujah, your tongue, it's going to start to shake and new sounds going to come out you've never made before. You won't have to say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It won't be like that. You won't have to say, I love you, Jesus. No, don't do that. The moment you shout hallelujah, your tongue is going to start to shake and everybody's going to get the Holy Ghost. When we shout hallelujah, this great leadership team is going to begin to lay their hands on your forehead. And when they do, you're going to all start speaking in tongues together and it won't matter anyhow. How many are ready for it to happen? If you're ready for it to happen, wave your hand. You're ready for it to happen. Then right now, with every hand upraised, every eye closed, every head uplifted, I want you to lift your voice as loud as you can, and let's ask God to forgive us of our sins. Would you lift your voice with me? God, forgive me. God, wash me. God, I'm sorry. I know I've not been perfect. I want you to wash my mind, wash my spirit, wash my soul. Forgive me, God, of every evil deed, every evil word, every evil thought. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice. I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, God. Forgive me, God. Come on, that's it. Get ready to shout. Get ready to shout. Get ready to shout. Right now, by the authority of the Word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Ghost that's in this place, I command you, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! That's the Holy Ghost! Receive the Holy Ghost. She's got it. She's got it. She's got it. Go ahead. Lift your voice. Begin to speak with other tongues. Lift your voice. Begin to speak with other tongues. Somebody, begin to speak in tongues with them. Lay your hand on them. Begin to speak in tongues with them.
I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
Sing, I surrender all.
I surrender all to you.